All right, bizarre story of the day warning. Nike is now legally fighting back after a company used one of its shoes to create and sell 666 so-called Satan shoes. The brand MSCHF Mischief customized a Nike staple with satanic symbols, even adding a drop of human blood.
I want to know whose blood it belongs to.
Right.
Well, the new sneakers had the backing of popular rapper Lil Nas X, and News Nation's Felicia Bolton has the latest. And Felicia, this is causing some controversy.
Yeah, it is causing a lot of controversy tonight. And to answer your question, the blood actually comes from the employees there at Mischief. Just 1 minute after going on sale, all 666 pairs of Satan shoes sold out right away. Although the shoes might be sold out, the backlash from governors, sneakerheads, and even religious figures continues tonight. But not all religious leaders say the shoes are bad.
In a 24-page lawsuit filed Monday, Nike is, quote, setting the record straight. The multi-billion dollar company has filed a lawsuit against MSCHF, Product Studio Incorporated, the makers of the Satan shoes. The shoes have 666 on the side, the Bible verse Luke 10:18, referencing Lucifer's fall to earth, the satanic pentagram, and a drop of human blood inside the soul. And the lawsuit, Nike claims this was done without Nike's approval or authorization, and Nike is in no way connected with this project. Nike claims they are filing suit to maintain control of its brand to protect its intellectual property. The shoes grew in popularity with the backing of famed rap artist Lil Nas X, who released his music video for the song Montero around the same time the shoes went on sale. At the same time, thousands of people spoke out against the shoes, taking aim at the rapper and Nike. Governor Kristi Noem even spoke out, tweeting, "Our kids are being told that this kind of product is not only okay, it's exclusive. But do you know what's more exclusive? Their God-given eternal soul."
Okay, guys, I see everybody's been talking about this shoe.
On Twitter, Lil Nas addresses the controversy with humor. He posted what appears to be an apology. Then it instantly cuts to his recent Montero music video, portraying him dancing on Satan's lap. But for Satanists, many believe the shoes themselves are not a true depiction of their religious beliefs. Lucian Greaves is the co-founder of the Satanic Temple.
Overall, you know, I think it has its shock appeal for a short time. And then, you know, if nothing else really kind of follows it up, if we don't really have a coherent statement from the artist about the meaning.
Greaves says although the shoes do have references to Satan, the video and shoes themselves do not follow the standard law of the Satanic Temple.
For our part, we don't venerate a Satan that's red-skinned and horned and has a pitchfork and a tail and that kind of thing. But that's a very iconic imagery that can be useful artistic raw material for anybody.
Josh, the founder of the Satanic Living magazine, says he is a Satanist as well, and he tried to get a pair of the shoes before they sold out. For his safety, he's asked us not to reveal his last name. He says the shoes themselves could help promote open-mindedness.
A lot of times, you know, opinions are led by what the most popular ideologies are, and in the past, you know, couple of centuries, it's been primarily Christian opinions that have been guiding legislature and the ideologies of the way things are or the way other people behave.
Got the horses in the back.
Despite the lawsuit, Joss says artists should be treated with freedom of expression.
Obviously, it's not something that was, you know, bred and born within the Nike company, the corporation. But, you know, people are allowed to create anything they want to create, and it's just an art form.
Now, we did reach out to MSCHF, also known as Mischief, the makers of the Satan shoes. So far, we have not heard back tonight. Rob?